Make your throne upon our praise. this place. Have your way. The moment that we see you, we are changed. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. In wonder and surrender we fall down. Show us your glory. Show us your glory. Let every burning heart be holy ground. Oh, it's holy. Power and not by might, but only by the cross we come alive. Here we're undone and overcome by heaven's love revealed before our eyes. Show us your glory. Show
broken at the name of Jesus. That anxiety is broken right now in the name of Jesus. That depression, it leaves right now in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands all over this place. Whatever it is that you need here tonight, here it comes. In the name of Jesus, we worship you.
In chains fall and fear, it bows here. Now, oh Jesus, you change everything. Lies healed, hope found here. Now, Jesus, you change everything. And chains fall and fear.
Jesus, fear is gone right now. In Jesus' name.
We worship you. Hallelujah. Unravel me with the melody. You surround me.
of deliverance from my enemies. Too long my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Yes, I'm no
I worship you. I worship you. worship you. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. you need a healing in your body, just put your hand on it right now and pray. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our bodies receive healing power in them right now. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We agree together, Lord. We're not going to wait for somebody else's faith. We're going to use our faith tonight. Hallelujah. God, we're not looking for someone else to find us. We've located you. You've located us. And we lay holy hands on holy bodies, praying to a holy God, waiting for an incredible answer. God, we thank you. Arthritis, healed in the name of Jesus. Heart conditions, healed in the name of Jesus. Back problems, somebody, whoever's got a back problem, if you can just reach back there and begin to pray the healing virtue of God to touch your back right now. Discs, come back into alignment. Nerves, be healed. Cartilage, come back into place. In the name of Jesus, let your knees be well again. Amen. Begin to move your feet a little bit. Believe that God is actually moving as response to your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody with migraines, just put your hand on your head and believe that your prayer of faith can heal your body. If he can heal anybody's prayer, he can hear yours. In the name of Jesus, no more sickness, no more pain. Come on, somebody's learned to live with it. Why don't you learn to live without it? In the name of Jesus Christ, let somebody's body that has been weakened by disease be healed by the power of God. Now begin to praise him. Come on, I'm going to praise him for your healing. I'm going to praise him for your breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in the bodies of these people. We praise you because the prayer of faith has a response to it. There's a result to it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen, amen, amen. I want us to pray. I want us to pray. Josue, come here. Yeah, this is my friend from Spain. He might not. He'll be my friend after this is over. I think you will be. Josue is a wonderful man of God. Met him in Spain when my wife and I were over there in Spain. And I want you to pray in Spanish, and I want you to pray the Holy Spirit move by his power across this church family as we go into fasting and prayer this week. Monday through Friday, we're doing fasting and prayer. At 12:30 every day, a staff member will do a live stream to encourage you in that. And I already told you this morning, you have to go back if you weren't here and watch that this morning. But we're fasting and praying, and we're believing, one, that God's going to restore our joy. How many would receive that? We're believing that God is going to give us direction for an immediate turnaround. How many of you would receive that? And then we're praying that God would give us an easy provision. How many would receive that? But these are things that God will do if we'll do what he said to do. And he said, when my people fast and pray, not if they choose to, but when they do it. And how many of you have fasted and prayed before and you've seen God do something unusual in response to that? Yeah, that's awesome. If you haven't, you need to do it. If you haven't, you just haven't tried it. And so, Josue, in Spanish, would you pray God to move by his Spirit, not only tonight, but all week long, that something changes in our church family in a beautiful way. Pray with Josue as he prays in Spanish.
Padre, muchas gracias. Gracias que estamos aquí reunidos, Padre, y Señor, te pido que tú te muevas esta semana, Padre, que tú te muevas en esta iglesia, en cada uno de nosotros, Señor, que tú nos hables, que tú derrames tu Espíritu Santo en nosotros, Padre, que encontremos respuestas, Padre, que para cada necesidad que pueda haber, para dificultades que puedan enfrentar, Señor, que tú nos encuentres esta semana, Padre. Señor, te pido por cada uno de los que están aquí, Señor, que tú les bendigas, que tú les ayudes en esta semana a poder buscarte, Señor, que no haya nada que les quite, Dios, de poder buscarte, por favor, Padre. Te lo pido, Dios, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
Amen. 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 Bless you, brother. Bless you. Thank you, choir. Beautiful. Let the choir know you appreciate them. They sound powerful tonight. Go ahead and be an encouraging church. Go ahead and be an encouraging church. God bless you. Turn around, point at somebody and say, you look thinner tonight, if you would please. Then you could be seated. Ushers, come. Ushers, come if you would. We're going to worship the Lord in our giving tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Ushers, come quickly if you would, and we're going to worship the Lord in our giving tonight. God bless you as you give. As I mentioned, we start our fall fast. We do 21 days in January. We do a summer fast and a fall fast. And so I can't wait to see what God does all week long We're fasting and praying. And you choose this type of fast that God has directed you to do, okay? There are so many, and there's so much many resources out there. You can find that. Next Sunday, Jonathan Shuttlesworth will be with us Sunday morning, Sunday night, 10:30 a.m., 5 p.m., and so we know we're going to have a mighty, mighty day. When you combine what God is already doing in the church with fasting and prayer, with a ministry of the evangelist, I'm going to tell you, you need to be here and bring somebody with you. Then Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night at Faith Bible College International. A for effort. We're going to be at the Bible College Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, and he'll be doing chapel Tuesday at 11:15. If you want to come to chapel, you're more than welcome to join us at chapel at 11:15. And then the weekend after is the ladies' conference that's taking place. Is there a video to play for that? Is the video ready? Go ahead and play that video and show the people some what God's going to do here.
I am strong.
I am a grandmother.
I should have.
I am enough.
How about you start that over again?
I am loved.
I like sound right from the beginning.
I am cancer free.
There you go.
I am strong.
I am a grandmother.
I am enough.
I am loved.
I am cancer free.
I am brave.
I am set free from drug addiction.
I'm blessed.
Very blessed.
I am my dad's favorite.
I am called.
I am a mom.
I am forgiven.
I am chosen.
I am woman.
Fantastic. So you're going to be a great time Friday night. Saturday, you need to go to, Paul did a great job, by the way, got tormented, did a great job schooling the ladies on how to sign up for that. Go to cchurch11a.info, and you can sign up there. Anything that matters is there. Anything that's not there doesn't matter. All right. Let's get our offerings ready. Let's give as to the Lord tonight. We thank you, Father. The Bible says that we are to give with joyful hearts. I believe we've got that tonight. We're joyful because we're sowing. We're not actually giving, we're sowing. And Lord, we expect a harvest not only in our lives, but in the lives of many people around us. We give you thanks and praise for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight as you give. Greg, come on, bud. Make your way to the platform. And we're going to worship with Greg. We're going to have communion tonight. And if you're visiting, you picked a great night to be with us. We love taking communion. And some of our friends from the Grace Connection Church in Sullivan, Maine are with us. How many of you have never been to Sullivan, Maine? Yeah, there's quite a few. Quite a few. You're just kind of snobbish. You just kind of cold shoulder them and just head down to Bar Harbor. But if you've ever been to Winter Harbor, Gouldsboro, you probably drove through Sullivan. Would our friends from the Grace Connection Church, I forgot the first name again. Would you stand, all of our friends from the Grace Connection Church in Sullivan, Maine, welcome. Oh, there's some back there too. Oh. What did you do that they wouldn't let you sit with them, huh? Just ran out of seats, huh? We'll pray the Lord heals that divide. There's a little church split happened right there in church tonight. I'm just messing with you. All right, come on. Let's worship with Greg tonight. Let Greg Frost know we love him. He's a good man. He's our photographer extraordinaire. If you see him rolling around here, he's taking pictures and getting shots. Always sends me some pretty funny pictures of ungratifying pictures of me. But I can take it. I have a good time with him. I love Greg so much. Isn't he a great blessing to our church family? Is he not like an incredible benefit to us? You know, so much time goes by and people don't know each other's stories around here. But you got quite a story to tell. And we're so grateful for Greg and thank God for you. Come on, minister in song.
I had something I was going to say and I was like, already knew exactly what I was going to say and then this afternoon happened, and things have changed. I just want to let somebody know. first off, I'm very thankful that it's a smaller crowd than a Sunday morning because I really don't know what I would do. But I just want to encourage somebody. You may feel forgotten. You may feel like you're all by yourself. Nobody sees you. Nobody understands because they're not there. I want to tell you, a long, long time ago, Christ hung on a cross, and he could have done any number of things. He could have been thinking about a million other things, but guess what? He was thinking about you. Nobody else, not the people that were around him, the hundreds and possibly thousands of people that were around him, but he was thinking about you. And if you're not saved and you don't know what this commitment to Christ is, I want to tell you specifically, when he hung on that cross to die for all of our sins, he was thinking about you. I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I've made mistakes, I've often slipped. I'm just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. For when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Oh, he knew me, yet he loved me. I'm so unworthy of such mercy, but when he was on that cross, I was on his mind. The look of love on his face, thorns were on his head, the scarlet robe was stained a crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. For when he was on that cross, you were on his mind. Oh, he knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory made the heavens bright. I'm so unworthy of such mercy. When he was on that cross, you were on his mind. Yes, when he was on that cross, you were on his mind.
Job, bud. It is hard. Praise God. Let's stand together. Greg said, it's hot. He ain't lying. It's hot. I think we ought to thank Jesus. Come on, let's thank God for Jesus. Would you? You're far too quiet about it. Make me nervous. Come on, somebody write out loud. It shouldn't be that quiet. Jesus died for you. You ought to praise Him. Hallelujah. Ought not anybody near you, beside you, have to wonder whether you're a believer. Amen. Ought not but any in your row wonder if you've been redeemed. You ought to begin to thank Him. Jesus died a horrible death so you could be here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not ashamed to say I'm in love with Jesus. Anybody else here unashamed of the gospel? How many are not ashamed of the gospel? You'll want to live for Him. I know a lot of people say they'd die for Him, but I'm waiting for people to live for Him. And He was on the cross. One more time. I think just because you love Him, tell Greg that you love Him by letting him know. It's just so great spirit. Just a great spirit. Just a great spirit. He has a good spirit. I love Him. And I can't wait to see what else God has in store for Him. Revelation chapter 1. If you're while you're standing open there with me. Honestly, I don't need more than about 12 to 15 minutes because I want us to spend time at the table. Spend time taking communion and prayer and ministry tonight. And I want to give God room. How many of you really enjoyed that service this morning, especially altar service? There was just it was almost an irresistible flow. It was like there was just too much water to hold that levee back. And a wall of the power of God was there. And you know, and you're all Sunday night folks, so you know when that Sunday morning crowd can't stay in their seat, how many know that's a big God? Sunday night folks, man, just God just barely comes by and they know what's going on. But them Sunday morning folks, they're a blessing. All right, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, has made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Just a ring going on here. We'll fix that in just a moment. John is writing to Christians that are in the survival mode. John, along with many other Christians, are on the run. They're being persecuted. They're being hunted. They're being martyred. They're being imprisoned, beaten. They're being impoverished. They're being robbed. And John knows that when a Christian goes into the survival mode long enough, they're bound to compromise. And I need to speak to somebody tonight. You've been in the survival mode of Christianity and you've compromised. But I'm coming to tell you tonight, a fresh experience with Jesus Christ will cure you and pull you immediately back from a place of compromise. How many are glad for God's grace and mercy here tonight? I think we've all been there. I thank God that He doesn't leave us in that shape. He pulls us out of the funkiness that we get ourselves into. It's not Him. We do it to ourselves. And so John is helping us to understand the power of prayer. John was actually kind of ridiculed by the other disciples because often the person that's next to the leader is often judged. And when we begin to see that John was different than everybody else because he was the one that just seemed to have the heart of God. And in his prayer life, he began to see things and learn things and know things that other people didn't seem to grasp. And so if we look in Revelation, we find that there's three things, and then we're going to come to the table, that God reveals to people that are in the survival mode. Number one, He begins to reveal who God is, reveals who we are, and reveals what God has done. Let's take the first point. Help me, preachers in the making. First point is who God is. Okay. Like I've been preaching here for 18 years. You still don't get the cues. Come on, help me, preachers. The first part is who God is. Whatever. The Bible says in verse 5, I'm not sure you should even drive home. Verse 5 says that Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Somebody say the faithful witness. I'm going to tell you what Jesus is. Jesus is the faithful witness. I can tell you today that when Jesus came to the earth, he was faithful to reveal the will of the Father. I can tell you tonight that Jesus was faithful to fulfill the words of prophecy. I'm glad of all the characteristics of Jesus, he was faithful. How many of you want to be found faithful as well? I'll let him say a lot of things about you, but I want to tell you there's one thing they better say about you. Faithful. Faithful. God will say to you in heaven, if you are, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not good and sporadic, not good and emotional, but my good and faithful servant. How many want faithfulness to be the major part of your life? That's what Jesus brings. Not only is Jesus the faithful witness, the Bible says he's the firstborn from the dead. God's not dead. Part 8. How many sequels are there to God's not dead? One, right? Part 15, he's still not dead. He's still not. I don't know how many times they can do it over. But God is, Jesus Christ is alive. When we pray, we're not praying to a dumb idol. We're praying to a Savior that is alive. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought death into humanity. But when Jesus Christ obeyed, he brought life into humanity. I'm going to try it on this side. They're kind of quiet over here tonight. I said, when Adam and Eve sinned, they brought death to your parents, death to your family, death to your grandchildren. But when Jesus Christ obeyed, he brought life to everybody who wants life everlasting. Is anybody on this side glad? Heaven's on the other side of this death thing. He is, someone shouted, he is alive. He is alive. Jesus is a faithful witness. Jesus is alive. And lastly, Jesus is the ruler over the kings of the earth. If you watch the news long enough, you would think there's nobody bigger than the news. If you watch the news long enough, you'd think there's nobody bigger than the UN. If you watch the news long enough, you'd think there's nobody bigger than their favorite or hated political party. But Jesus is alive, and he is the king of the earth. Domitian was a Romanian terrorist, a terrorist in the Roman Empire, I should say. And when he died, he was so hated, they actually scratched his name out of every book, off every letter, off every piece of coinage. They did everything to make his presence disappear. I'm going to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and there's nothing that's ever going to change that tonight. I think you ought to give him a hand clap of praise, and thank God he's alive. Amen. When I was a boy, I had my favorite bicycle, and my dad had black grease, Dad, that I'd put on my chain on my bike. Is it not lithium grease? Was it? What's that? I'll call it bike grease. And I took that grease, and it was just black and like putty. And I'd get that grease all over my clothes, all over my shirt. And have you ever seen that kind of grease? The more you rub it, the more it goes in. The more you try to clean it, it's kind of like tree pits. The more you try to rub it off, the more you rub it in. I'm going to tell you something. The more the enemy has tried to rub the name of Jesus out of humanity's mind, the more he's rubbed it in. Amen. The more he's persecuted, the more he's hit, the more he even tried to crucify him. But guess what? He did exactly what God thought he would do, and Jesus is alive today. I think that I'm glad that we're a part of a kingdom that will not end. Oh, this is so much better than news. That's who he is. Come on, preachers. That's who he is. All right. Then the next thing that John knows that we need to hear is who we are. And in verse 6, he begins to write. In verse 6. Go to verse 5. Sorry. What's verse 5 say? Okay, that's good. And verse 6. Yeah, I cut out part of that scripture. Ooh, the Bible says there's a curse if you cut out any part of Revelation. Somebody better drive me home tonight. I don't dare to be on the road. Oh, there it is. Thank you. To him who loved us. Oh, now you did it. Thanks, Kelsey. I owe you one. To him who loved us. Let me tell you who you are. You are loved by God. Look at me. I don't care if you've just the first time you've ever been in church. I don't care if you've lived the worst life. I'm going to tell you the only reason you're still breathing His air is because you're in His love. Amen. If you're alive tonight online, which I assume you are, I'm sure there's no Facebook in hell. Not even they let it in there. I'm going to tell you today, if you're alive today, it's because of the mercy of God. God's not merciful because He's waiting to torment you. God is merciful because He loves you. Not only are you loved, but you've been washed. That blood, now watch, stop right there. Look right there. Thank you. That blood, what was that? That blood has washed you. Now don't get weirded out by don't let Stephen King and Freddy Krueger weird you out about the blood. When we think about the blood, I think the point that God's trying to make is He paid a high price to forgive your sins. You must have great value for God to give His life's blood for you. And that blood brings you into a covenant of healing, a covenant of victory, a covenant of provision, a covenant of direction, a covenant of liberty. But the last thing He says that He has made us, on to verse 6, He has made us kings and priests. He has made us. That's victory. So who am I? I'm loved, I'm redeemed, and I've been made royalty. You have authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's stop right there. That's who He is. That's who you are. But I want to take you a few chapters down, and I got about 5 minutes to go to my last verse, to what God has done. Go to Revelation chapter 19. Come on, musicians. You just got comfortable. Come on back. Come on back. I thought just a little exercise for you. You're welcome. Revelation 19. Are you there? John has had this time, and I know people get weirded out by the book of Revelation. I have a very simple way to teach it, but I don't have time. It's not necessary tonight. Is, again, the Christians are in survival mode. So John accesses God through prayer. Stop right there. We're fasting and praying this week. There are some things about God you will never get until you pray. I'm afraid that people think being in church is how you get to know God. No, that's how you experience God, but that's not how you know God. I think sometimes people think if they're in the choir, or if they're an usher, or if they're on the media team, or if they're in kids ministry, or if they're in outreach, they think that they can know God by participation. You can experience God by participation, but you only know God by prayer. I'm afraid churches, and I'm afraid there's a population of people in our church, and I want them to go to the next level like so many of you. But they are enjoying the benefits of the experiences of God, but they don't know the change that comes from knowing God. I think that we have a generation of people that if they experience God, they can easily walk away from God. But if we can have a generation of young people who know God, they will never leave God. Come on. What you don't need is to have another. Yes, I believe there are experiences, but experiences come and go as we need them. But I want to know. Paul said, oh, to know Him. But God never promised that you'd know Him by being around Christians. He promised that you would know Him by entering the place of prayer, the place of worship. You know, this is important tonight. I just need to slow down. There is a competition amongst Christians on who teaches you who God is. Do you know other believers that go maybe to other churches or they're believers, but you wonder if they serve the same God you serve? How many of you ever met anybody like that? I'm going to tell you something, and this is, I just want it to stretch you a little bit. Do you realize the devil is trying to teach people who Jesus is? I know that because in Luke chapter 4, Jesus went to church, and just before Jesus opened the Bible and was about to preach to declare who He was, guess what? A demon in the back row jumped up and said, I know who you are. A demon-possessed person got up and began to try to preach and take the service over and tried to tell the people who Jesus was. And because Jesus knew that the devil's always trying to give wrong information about who Jesus is, Jesus said, shut up. And he cast the demon out of him. How many are glad that you're not going to let the devil tell you who Jesus is? Don't let cable news tell you who Jesus is. Don't let a mentally paralyzed college professor tell you about somebody that they've never known. Jesus is who he said he is, and it doesn't matter what the atheist or dead religion people want to make him out to be. We've got to contend for the next generation that we don't let hell try to teach them who Jesus is. He's not limp-wristed, he's not dead, he's not weak, and he's not a politician. He is the firstborn of the dead, he is the faithful witness, and he is the King of Kings. Hallelujah! I'm glad I know him tonight. But the devil's trying to misinterpret who Jesus is. Then the Bible says when Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? Jesus wasn't having an identity crisis. He said, I want to know what you think I am. And Peter says, you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot process who Jesus is through flesh and blood. You're not going to learn who Jesus is by reading other books. You're not going to see who Jesus is by watching Christian movies. You're not going to find out who Jesus is by going on somebody else's experience. You cannot go because other people want to make Jesus a reflection of what they've been through. That's flesh and blood. Dead religion. If when you were a child, somebody taught you wrong, that was flesh and blood. How many want to just know Jesus, whether it makes you comfortable or not? Man, I feel like preaching that right there. I'm about to blow up here. What we need are preachers. Come on. What we need are preachers who are not getting up preaching fads, who are not preaching for crowds, who are not preaching for applause. But we don't want to know what you figured out in the flesh. We want to know, what has the Holy Ghost revealed to you? Let's see. I want to know. Come on. Does anybody want to know Jesus for who Jesus is? Woo! Hey! I don't need another man's philosophy. I don't care what Oprah thinks about him. I don't care what Dr. Phil thinks about him. I want to know, who is he? Who is this Savior? I desperately need him. I desperately need him. I don't want demons teaching me on Jesus. I don't want my flesh and blood to process Jesus through my experiences. I want the Holy Ghost to show me who Jesus is. There's a benefit to that. Because when John was encountering an angel that was about to present him to Jesus, the Bible says, John said, I fell down at his feet to worship him. And said, the angel said, no, don't worship me. Verse 11, I am a servant of God just like you. Your brothers and sisters who testified about their faith in Jesus worship only God. Come on, how many know we don't worship preachers? We're not evangelist fans. I know people that will drive 100 miles for a gospel group but won't drive a mile for a prayer meeting. Shout now. That was fake, by the way, but it kind of hurt. I got a big head. You got to plan on that. All right. Worship only God, for the essence of prophecy is to give a clear witness for Jesus. How many of you here just want to know Jesus for, not by your past, not by some popular preacher? How many want to know who he is for real? That's what the Holy Ghost is for. Then I saw heaven open and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True. He judges fairly. He wages a righteous war. I love that, man. He don't sound like a fairy to me, does he? He sounds more like John Wayne. John who? All right. Me and Keith Gudrow got it. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. Verse 13, I love this right here. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was Word of God. I got to stop preaching, but can I just give you what I think, what I know what God is saying through this scripture? How many of you give me an extra 2 minutes? Because I have gone over my promise. All right, I repent in reverse. You remember in chapter 1, the Bible says that he shed his blood to give us a new covenant? How many of you remember that? That wasn't that long ago. Verse 13. John is getting a revelation of Jesus, because when you're hurting, you don't need a feel-good story. You need to have Jesus revealed to you for who he really is. It's what's going to happen in this fast. Some of you are going to see Jesus afresh and anew. But I love this, because the picture that John gets of Jesus is not the same as Revelation 1. Because Revelation 1 is who Jesus is in John's lifetime. Who John is in his lifetime. But this is not a picture of who he is now. You got to understand what he's saying. He's seeing Jesus pre-Genesis. Now, that don't mean anything yet, but if I do my job right, it will. When John sees Jesus, he sees him as God, not after he came through Mary, but before Genesis was written. You got to know your timeline. You got to know the Bible. Really, you should know the Bible. And when he sees him pre-Genesis, and he sees him in a robe, and it's covered with blood. That is not his blood. Why would you need to take your robe if it's your blood and dip it in blood? No. The blood that we talk about in Revelation 1 is the blood that Jesus shed through his natural body. The blood in Revelation 19, verse 13, is the blood of war. The blood is the blood of his enemies. Okay? Are you ready? Here's the point. He is showing him from eternity past that he has already planned victory over every single enemy that he will encounter. I know it's taking you a minute. It's taking you a minute. But because he wears the blood of every enemy that he will ever encounter, what he's saying to John is, I've already gone into the future, and I've already fought every battle for you, and I've won every battle that you'll ever face. Come on, somebody. What you're going through. Woo, I feel the anointing. I wanted to preach a short sermon. This is your fault. You're putting a demand on the anointing. It's not my fault. Do you see what he's showing John? He's showing John, long before time began, I already planned a victory. I fought the battle for you. I already fought cancer. I already fought diabetes. I already fought abuse. I already fought backbiting. Come on, somebody. I already fought addiction. If you just let me come, I've got the victory, and I'm about to apply it to you. Woo. Sorry. I got to calm down a little bit. You never know dignified people be coming to church on a Sunday night. Ladies and gentlemen, every fear you have about the future is unwarranted. He's already gone down the path. He's already made a way. Don't you worry about a single thing. He's a God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it, I know that he's still working a plan for his people. Somebody thank God tonight, would you please, that your victory is already secured. The blood of your enemy is on the coat of our master. One more, that's it. He has a title, he has a badge. Hi, my name is. It's blue with a white middle. Hi, my name is. It's not Jesus. Jesus is a name that he took upon himself as an act of humility. I'm not here to divide Godhead. I'm here to tell you from before time began, he was not called Jesus, he was called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What is the Word? The Word is the will of God revealed in His Son that we know, Jesus Christ. Look at me, somebody. He's already made a way. He's already made a plan, and He's already revealed to you your victory. It's in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So in other words, your battle's already won, and it's found through the revealed will of God, His name. Is Jesus Christ. Would you stand together with me right now, and would you begin to lift up Jesus like he's worthy? Come on. John saw him and he knelt down. I think that we ought to lift up our voice and begin to praise Jesus. Begin to say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Don't let me believe what demons teach. Don't let me believe what the flesh teaches. Let me believe who you really are. Reveal yourself to me. Make yourself known to me. I don't want to be a casual Christian, a cultural Christian. I want to be a real follower of a real Jesus. Come on, church, you can do a whole lot better than that. Heaven's going to be a lot louder than that. I think you ought to magnify the Lord. Jesus is alive. Worship Him like He's King. Worship Him like He's Lord. Worship Him like He's your champion. Worship Him like He's already made a way where there seems to be no way. He's a way maker today in the name of Jesus. Come on, sing it. Board members, join me. Sing it. Board members, join me quickly.
And your blood washes us clean.
Platform, media people. Come on, folks, you know what to do. Come on, right here, right here, right here. Come on, faith school students. You folks go in that section, go down that aisle. You folks right here, you know what to do. Come on, sing it. If you're watching online, get some bread, get some juice, get something in your hand. It can be water, milk, soda, juice, I don't care what it is. But get something to drink, something to eat. Have communion with us tonight. I believe Jesus will reveal Himself to you. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
We cry a word. Is the Lamb of God. Let's have a meal. Let me reveal who I am. I'm your Savior. I will kneel down. And wash all the sin from your soul. I'm your servant. I am all you need. I'm the Lamb that was slain. And my blood washes you clean.
Jesus, Jesus.
I'm the pure. Let my life give you life. I'm led.
Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We cry a word.
the Lamb of God. We cry worthy, we cry worthy, we cry worthy.
Jesus
is the Lamb of God. We cry worthy, we cry worthy, we cry worthy. It's the Lamb of God. We cry worthy, we cry worthy, we cry worthy. It's the Lamb of God. You're the Lamb that was slain. Jesus, clean. You're the pure sacrifice.
Jesus is here tonight. Does anybody just love his presence? Amen. Oh, that there'd be a hunger for his presence. Has everybody been served? Has everybody been served? Look beside you. Do you have a neighbor that's not served that wants to be? Just want to make sure everybody is. Amen. Good. Take that cracker that represents the body. How many of you want a revelation of who Jesus Christ is? Look at me. I'm trying to put a cap on this thing. I'm trying to put a cap on it. But just one more. John loved Jesus. He sat so close to me, he set his head upon him. He just leaned on him. And yet John said, I need a fresh revelation of who he is. Oh, some awful spiritual people, but not every one of you, I don't think, ever met Jesus. Dalton, it didn't? No, okay, all right. You go back a ways, but I'm just teasing you. And yet John said, what I'm going through would be a whole lot different if you would just show yourself to me one more time. Alfie, what you're going through would be a whole lot different if you get a fresh glimpse of who Jesus is. Dottie, what you're going through will be a whole lot different if you just get a fresh glimpse. I know we're looking for words and ministry, but I'm looking for revelation. Well, I just want to see. Matt, whatever you guys are going through, just one more view of Jesus will change everything. Nate, whatever you're going through, one more. Come on, Sky, Heidi, come on, somebody. Matt, Doug, Priscilla, how many just say, if it was good for John, I bet it'd be good enough for me. Oh, God, show yourself to me. Moses says, I'm not going anywhere until you show me your glory. Oh, for an old-fashioned hunger that God would just for real show himself with no filter. How many are ready for God to take the filter off? I don't think you'll be scared of him. I think you'll be encouraged by who you see. If you're discouraged in your walk of faith, you don't know who Jesus is. You've just been taught by somebody in flesh and blood a Jesus that doesn't exist. If you're scared of him, you've just been taught a version of Jesus that hell has authored. It's time to throw those books and podcasts away and pick up the Word of God and be filled with the Holy Ghost and say, I want God to show me who he is. Doesn't he deserve the right to show himself to his creation? He can show himself to a theologian. He can show himself to Ben, a theologian in the making. Come here, Ben. Stand beside me. This is how we approach God. Not with this, but with this. Sorry, I forgot. A childlike heart gets to see who Jesus is. How many of you want to see him for who he is? Take that bread. You can stay with me. Take communion with me. Take that bread. Represents the body of Christ. And eat it all in Jesus' name. Reveal yourself to us tonight, Lord. I'm hungry for you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Take that cup. Praise God. The blood of Jesus. This isn't the blood of your enemies. This is the blood of your Savior. If at any moment you think that you're unworthy to receive a revelation of who Jesus is, just remember, I come by the blood. Amen. I come by the blood. You don't get there by your degree or lack of it, but you can get there by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood. I said, thank God for the blood. Take and drink it all, if you please. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Would you best begin to tell the Lord how much you think of Him? Hallelujah. I love you more than ever before. God, I want to love nothing on this earth like I love you. Come on. Lord, give me a divided love. Me come the greatest priority. You're worth more than diamonds, more valuable than pearls. Hallelujah. God, I'm hungry for you. We're hungry for your touch, hungry for your presence. In the name of Jesus, you say amen. Anybody that needs healing, come and stand across this altar. I'm going to give these brethren the oil, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith tonight. Maybe you want to stand in place of somebody for healing in their body. Stand across this altar, if you would. If you need a miracle of any measure, of any size, of any sort, of any kind of situation, if you would distribute that, please. Don't be afraid. Come. These are brothers, men of faith, men of prayer, men of integrity. Praise God. You're going to come one way believing you're leaving another way in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Good, good. Help me, Joel, make sure that just everybody gets in the line. No, I don't want anybody, I want everybody to be prayed for. Lots of prayer. This is awesome. Lots of prayer, lots of miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. What's too hard for God? What's too hard for God? Nothing's too hard for God. Amen. Now, they're going to pray. Church family, come. Would you come in and get behind these folks and just lay hands on them if you would? That's it. Just the second line. Dalton, you work the second line, okay? You're the second line. Come on, church family, help me. Help me, church family. Let's pray together. There's faith in this place. There's a compassion. There's a love. Believe that God's going to hear our prayer tonight. If you want to stay back there and worship, feel free to do it. Go ahead, lead us. Let's pray together.
Wonderful Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of His garments, and His blood made the wonderful Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of His garment, and His blood.